We have the timing on that down, man.
Yeah,
like
it's quality.
Welcome
your
to
cord's
the
hung up on the thing. So we took the podcast on the road again.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Up at my parents' house. Is it not recording?
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
Does he need another stool? You've been here once before.
We have been here once before. Yeah. You know you have your own mic that you could pick up and talk into.
It doesn't mean I have to.
It just means he's going to scream louder.
He's going to yell louder into it.
I can do my best Joe Biden, just shout everything.
He even has his own channel.
Yeah, not only do you have your own mic, you have your own channel within the program. You got your own whole...
Yeah.
I can just be shout like an old angry man that I am.
You can you hear me now?
Talking to the side of it.
Yeah, it's a side. Oh, it says front and back.
You didn't. If I needed training,
you have it. You
there
have
you
it
go.
Backwards.
It says front on the back.
It says back on the back, and then it says audio back.
I don't see front or back.
Yeah, it says back on the back of it.
Oh my god.
See, it says back front. Right there.
Oh, back.
Yeah, so you want to talk into the front?
Yep, and you just hold it generally nebulously in front of your face.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Yep.
I thought you weren't going to talk on the show.
I'm not. That was just testing.
Yeah. Okay. Sure enough.
Just for when she does want to.
So, Ma, you got to. We're drinking your Booga Booga.
Ola Booga.
You got to tell everybody what's in it. Hold on. Pronounce it first.
I won't because he will yell at me. But it's Ola Booga.
Gabagool.
Gabagoola. Obagoga. Whatever you want to call it.
Goobagosh.
So, anyway, I was trying to follow this recipe.
You can't read yours. It's covered.
No, it isn't. Here's the front.
There he is. He found it.
Read.
Ola Booga.
Okay. Ola Booga. Well, he picks it up for one word.
Yep.
Hey, Ma, hi.
I'm a man of few words.
Apparently.
It runs in the family.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think so.
Nope, definitely not.
I'm going to say that's wrong.
Just so you know, your brother's been accused of it now, too.
What's that? Not being able to shut up?
I had to make a presentation at his place of employment.
You know, it's sort of, just to be fair, it doesn't actually matter.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I had to make a presentation at his place of work a couple of weeks ago. And when I was finished, about half the people he worked with walked up to me and said, now we know where he gets that from.
The inability to shut up thing?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know all about that.
It certainly runs in the family, and it's a problem that I struggle with every day.
Yep.
There should really be.
He's not
even in our.
He
in
said
our,
he's not an attractive guy.
Well, he better say.
He's not,
I mean,
good Lord.
He's
not.
He's got curly hair.
It's a guy.
He's an ugly man.
He's got curly hair.
I would
hair.
Say, from an objective he's standpoint, he's not looking. Not an attractive.
Why
man.
Is he scary looking?
Because he's tall.
He's tall. Look at his
oh,
eyes.
Oh, is that it? No. What's wrong with his eyes?
They're demon-y.
He's got a heavy brow. Demon-y. That's why.
Yeah,
right, he's got a Frankenstein brow.
Yeah, he's got a heavy brow.
We're talking about Zach Edey, Purdue University.
Yeah, for anybody listening, we're watching the Wisconsin-Purdue game right now.
Worst sport in the world.
Is Wisconsin going to make the tournament?
You hate basketball?
Oh, I do.
They
with a passion.
Probably will, huh? But the way they're ending the season
Me?
Is
am I watching
moving
right
their
now?
Positioning
down.
Yeah, they had one
I'm
point
not.
Where looking at maybe a 4 or 5 seed, and now they might be one of the, like the 13s that have to go into those.
Oh,
those
into a play in.
Yeah,
Marquette's been playing pretty good
okay.
this year.
Their best player is hurt, and that hasn't helped.
That's gonna not help. I had heard that they were potentially staring on the barrel of maybe being a 2 seed, but
they've
fallen
but
down.
They lost a couple in a row because the guy. An oblique.
Yeah.
A baseball injury.
Baseball injury, yeah.
And he may or may not get back. And
really?
If he doesn't, then no.
Because I know that he's been resting because they were, and people are giving him a hard time because they were saying they want to rest him up for the tournament.
No, they weren't resting him. You don't recover from an oblique in a day.
Yeah. What's happening over here?
She was like, I like how it feels.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Will, what do you think? How do you think?
That's what she said.
Wisconsin's going to
Or he said.
I don't know. I don't like basketball.
How come?
Because it's a bunch of dudes playing fetch with an orange ball.
You know that's what basically sort of what football is too, right? Except
that's
the ball's brown.
It's different. That takes skill.
We could teach you about
I will grant you.
I can.
I'm not a basketball fan either. I just sort of tangentially know about basketball because I listen to Bob and Brian and Tim Murray talks about it. with some frequency.
We're not big pro basketball fans in this house. College basketball we like. High school basketball we like.
Just like soccer.
They just skip that intermediate step.
Baseball's the worst.
Baseball, I love baseball.
Yeah, baseball is
how
fantastic.
How can you like baseball and not basketball?
Because it's not playing fetch.
I mean, it sort of is.
All
again,
people
it's
do
sort
are...
Of,
no,
of,
I hate yeah, baseball.
Yeah, but there's a stick involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's leather involved.
No, there's leather in here.
For the ball.
Yeah.
That's it.
Still leather.
No.
Yeah, but
no. I don't like baseball.
What, why guys, don't you like baseball?
Because all the...
Oh, she says everyone stands around and picks their crotch all the time.
Picks their balls and they...
It's a cup.
And they yeah. gob all over the field.
Well, you don't yeah, have a sack right. inside of a cup.
There was, so... at the... At PBR last night, one of the dudes got popped off like 1.5 seconds into the ride. And I was like, oh, that guy took a nut shot. And sure enough, they show him up on the Jumbotron. He's just like, ah. And I'm like, yeah, I'd let go of that bull too if I got.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's a dude that sat on his nuts for sure.
I wouldn't have cried. I would have held on.
He had 800 pounds of bull slam his nuts into him. Like, yeah, I would have.
Was he gobbing all over the place?
He was not. He was not. Do you want to?
It's the nut scratching.
We were calling him Crybaby Baghdaddy.
Do you want to? Do you want to know what I thought? I found to be crazy. So this year within the PBR, the rookies are tearing it up. Like four or five of the top 10 bull riders in the world are rookies.
What's the average age of a rookie?
The number one bull rider in the world right now is 18.
And where does he come from?
Texas.
Does he gob or grab his crotch?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The number two bull rider is like 20. It's all rookies in the top 10 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
crazy.
They've also been doing it since they were probably eight.
Kids. Well, the guy who's number one, he's a second-generation bull rider.
Yeah.
So he's been doing it since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's still crazy.
He came out of a womb and got onto a bull.
Onto a bull. Like, we were talking about it. So the guy.
Or perhaps a calf.
He was actually born of a, well, you couldn't say he's born of a bull because that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never been to one. Do they have big horns and stuff?
Yeah. Some of them do, yeah.
Some are on.
Some do.
Yeah.
Others are not.
Interestingly
and then, so do they sit on saddles or
no, just straight onto the bull, and they have it's the bull rope that goes yeah. around.
Oh.
And they did a whole thing, like, what it takes to, like, get a successful ride, because it has to be 8 seconds to even be scored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have to hold the bull rope with one hand, and the other hand has to stay up.
Above shoulder height?
No, it just can't touch the bull.
That's what it is.
The only thing, you can touch the bull rope with the other hand, mm-hmm. but you can't touch the bull. If it touches the bull at any point, I should take that back. You can touch the horns. So this hand can stay free. If it touches the horns, it's fine. If it touches the head or the body of the bull, it's a disqualifying run. And then, like, they get scored. There's 100 points at stake for every ride. 50 points to the potentially for the rider and 50 points to the bull. The bull mm-hmm. gets its own score based off of, like, how high it bucks.
Well, and that's how they rank their bulls as
correct.
Far as difficulties.
Difficulty.
And
so
what level that
how
they
high
ride
it,
at.
Right, how high it bucks, how often it changes direction. Uh-huh. So some of the – that's why there's some science to, like, picking the bull you're going to ride in the event. But then there's 50 points to the rider, and they get scored on on control, which is, like, body orientation
yeah,
to the bull. And you can, like – add flair to earn extra points for control by, like, kicking a leg up.
Doing a knack-knack?
Yeah, basically. Kicking a leg up to, like, let the bull, like, have freedom on that side. And then coming back down and holding on to the bull.
You get extra points for that?
Yeah. Or it can help improve your score. So, like, an average bull riding score is somewhere between 83 and 86. A fantastic ride is anything over 90. And there was one ride last night
so
that was
between 83 and 86, then it means it's either 84 or 85?
Yeah, or 83 or 86.
Well, you said it was between them.
Between them.
Right, but they can, so they can score fractional points. Like, you can get like an 83.25.
All right, but that still doesn't include 83 or 86.
So, oh, my sweet
that's
Jesus
true.
Christ.
That's true. It's not an 83 between, flat.
You didn't say from 83 to 86, which would then include those numbers.
Between is between.
Who gets those points, the bull?
I regret this.
If
the rider,
I am standing
the rider
here,
gets points.
If I'm standing and then mom's standing between
oh
us,
my God.
She's between us. She's not at our position
right.
or
she's not
at
within
your
either
position.
Of you.
Right.
She's not within us.
Do you know, I think that's
you're like, within her at one us. Point.
Right.
I think that's why Ferdinand.
Which is an interesting story all by itself.
Yeah. Ferdinand,
he spent time at NICU after he came out because he decided to take a crap before he exited the birth canal.
Do you know that?
And then breathed it in.
Andy, I'm with you on this. Do you know why Ferdinand on the Disney, you know, the show Ferdinand the Bull?
No.
Well, they sent him off to the butcher because he wasn't a good Bronco bull.
He probably deserved it.
No, Ferdinand's a nice guy. And then he rescued all these other animals.
Can we go home? I don't want to do this anymore.
Wait, that happened? The birth canal discussion?
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoy the last episode of the Wisconsin Goodbye. The show's done. We're never recording another one. I don't want to.
They'll never come back again. Anyway.
Kind of lost control there, didn't you?
That's this whole show. The whole show is controlled chaos. The train is on fire. The tracks are on fire.
Sure
the ground is also on fire.
We've already left the tracks.
Yeah.
Everything's on fire.
We're skating down asphalt right now, and it's getting soft.
This podcast is the meme where it's the dog sitting in the room on fire going, this is fine.
Yeah.
Don't bark at me.
That's me. I'm the dog sitting in the on fire room.
Stop it.
And Dumas.
Dumas.
Dumbass.
That's Dumas.
You guys, can't smell my bread.
I can smell your bread.
Again, do you have a
bread.
Yeast infection or what's happening?
No, I got that bread in my bread maker. And I can smell.
Maybe it's not on.
I can't smell it.
You guys can smell it.
No.
No. Anyway, let's circle back, Jen Psaki style.
Yeah,
Ma,
back to
you
coming
tell,
out of the womb.
No. You got to tell us what's in the booga booga.
Hola, boga.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Booga chuga.
That's how we got off tracks the first time.
Yeah.
Get back to that.
Back to the booga chuga.
So I was trying to follow a recipe that said apple cider and cranberry juice. And then fresh cranberries.
As you know, number one, son.
She
heaven
didn't.
Forbid she follow a recipe.
God forbid.
And
I thought he was talking to me.
And then I
go fuck yourself.
Long, so my fresh cranberries got moldy. So I didn't use them, and I had.
So she didn't follow the recipe.
I thought that would add a nice little kind
frozen
of
cherries.
It could help heal you while you're drinking.
Right, a little penicillin.
And
a little
then
penicillin.
It's supposed
to
cinnamon sticks. I don't like cinnamon, but I put them in anyway. And then. Cloves.
Yeah. Well, so here's what's fucked up. So we all like this. We all think it's fairly okay, which means that when she makes it again,
it'll be different.
She's going to do it differently.
No, I don't know if I'll make it again. Well, if you guys really like it, I'll try.
It's good. It's good.
It's mm-hmm. so cinnamony.
It's. I would say it's a holiday drink.
I would leave the cinnamon.
It's season.
Out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was
or
thinking.
Fewer of them.
Yeah, it's seasonal for sure.
I don't mind cinnamon, but it is very strongly cinnamon.
It reminds me a lot of Fireball.
I think it's a seasonal beverage for sure. Like this version of it is like Christmas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drink that. I wouldn't want to drink that in July
or March.
No.
Yeah. Well, here we are.
It's perfect for faith.
Saint Patrick's
Day. Yeah, there
Day.
We go.
You got to drop a little mint in there.
It has cloves in it.
Get a little mint.
Right. Well, yeah. That's why I didn't make the lemon. Because to me, lemon's summer, and I thought this was more wintery. But
the holiday hawk.
Now we're in between summer and winter. So
look, every player is on the floor there. It's football. Here, you like football.
Yeah,
there it was.
There we go. Almost a fumble.
But if we feel like it, I can always put Aussie rules football on, which is maybe the greatest sport ever.
I agree.
I haven't seen it yet. You told me about it.
It's fantastic. I mean, if we turn it on, my mom will actively just leave the room. But
I think he's got one of those, you know, where you get those tattoos you rub on.
A temporary tattoo?
Why would you think it was temporary?
Why would you not just think he has a tattoo?
It doesn't look real. Look at it. It's not
I mean, it doesn't look real.
Well, next time look at his
It's a real thing that's on his arm.
So what, the temporary tattoos don't look real?
No.
Okay.
No, you know when you
remember that time
sure
you.
They're, I'm sure you're sure they're actually. There.
Remember that time you wore the fake tattoo sleeves to Christmas. It was perfect because it tucked up under his sleeve, and then he wore his watch. It covered the end of it.
Yeah, so I had a sleeve on one.
Had a sleeve on one side. It was great.
Excellent.
It was great. Yeah. Notorious for always trying to ruin a Christmas.
Yeah, you know, someone's got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to distract people when we're trying to steal the dinner rolls.
The dinner rolls, yeah. We're trying to
those
make off with all
the hot
rolls.
Commodity, the Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, no, by us, it's Parker House rolls that my Aunt Pam makes.
Oh.
People fist fight each other in the street for that.
She brings like 6 bags of them that she makes just because she knows One bag will be used with the meal, and there will be fist fights for the other four. Yes.
The cousins will all be like, the cousins will be hiding them and trying to find them, and then there's like a scout mission to find them.
Into the sleeves of coats. And
trying to make off like bandits in the night with the rest of those Parker House rolls. Oh my god.
I know, but I don't understand why you think it looks fake.
No, it's not really. Hey, how did the bearing change go?
It went fine. The old hub was hung up
very
on there pretty good.
To exit the show.
Yeah.
Every time
it had to be
hammered off.
A fair amount of force delivered by, at any time, all three of us were delivering force.
A hammer, yeah. Well, like we said out there, I think probably what it was is that went on when the car was built and it hasn't been moved in almost 10 years.
Edie hurt his ankle.
Hey, buddy.
So, no, it came off, and then the new one went on.
His mom's crying.
Lickety-split.
Yep.
We had to do a little fabrication on the dust shield, you know, custom bending on the dust shield. But
every time I looked out there, I saw Papa working hard, and Will sitting in a chair, and Andy standing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about how most of it went.
Worked out really.
Most things go.
Worked out really.
Several pictures.
It worked out really good. You know, I worked out of my.
I didn't have an issue.
No. We had a worker, a supervisor, and then the supervisor's supervisor.
Yeah. Ooh, the roll ankle.
Go with the superintendent.
You know, superintendent.
Step on the side of somebody else's foot and roll your ankle to the outside.
There was a name for that, Coffee Hand Jim.
What?
Huh?
Papa, Coffee Hand Jim.
Yep.
Was the supervisor, right?
No, that was your dad.
Yeah.
Coffee Hand Jim.
At work, Grandpa used to walk around with a coffee in his hand, so he'd tell people what to do.
I've never heard that story. Yeah. That's funny.
So his nickname at the forge was Coffee Hand, because he always had a
coffee. Really?
He wasn't necessarily telling people what to do, but he always had a coffee in his hand.
See, the my favorite story of him at the forge shop is, hey, go get Jim and Rommel and do this thing.
Go get Jim and Rommel, and he was Jim Rommel.
He was told to go get himself twice and go accomplish a project.
He always said how the bosses didn't know who any of the guys were, so one day his name was Jim Rommel. One day one of the managers called him over because there was an issue and said, you, go get Jim and Rommel, and you guys go fix them.
And it's the same person.
Same dude.
He was all three of those people involved.
Yes. Well, at least they were easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember him telling the story about the time he cut his hand or something and bandaged it and then went to work at the forge and went to one of the 50-gallon drums of, like, oil or whatever the fuck and then, like, took the bandage off and, like, rubbed it on the edge of the drum and went up to the boss and was like, hey, I can...
Cut my hand.
Doing.
Don't bark at me. I got a fever.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. No, yeah. He told me and Chris about that one back in the day.
I had a shoulder injury in high school. He used to, before every game.
When she was the best basketball player that ever lived in Wisconsin.
She was Miss Wisconsin.
Miss Wisconsin basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to give her title award. She's Miss Wisconsin podcaster.
Yeah. Story.
Yep.
Anyway, he used to rub WD-40 on my shoulder, and it helped.
Placebo. It had to be.
No.
Well, the rubbing was probably the thing that helped.
Yeah.
Shoulder massage.
WD-40
on your shoulder.
I mean, I'm sure it has some sort of alcohol on it.
You know what?
No Ben.
Forget the bone water thing that you're doing. WD-40, my guy.
Bone water.
Evil bone water.
I think WD-39 would have been better for her shoulder, but 40 worked.
40 worked, okay.
It's called evil bone water. It's mixed with Everclear and a bunch of other stuff, natural supplements for your body, and then you rub it on. It works like an icy hot, but it's like 10 times better.
I give him a hard time.
With Everclear in it?
Yeah, it has Everclear. That's because alcohol is what's in Bengay and shit like that.
Because
it's not about evaporating. It's about getting down into the tissue. Alcohol penetrates.
I give him a hard time about this, but the stuff does actually work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that breast milk does.
Sure, it's maybe.
Never tried that one.
No, it's, like, Dani could sell her even rancid breast milk that they have. Ask her.
Because there's some idiot guys who are weightlifters who would want it to drink.
They drink it?
Hey, pain and gain.
Or
they fried up a dude's foot in that, I'm pretty sure.
It's good for your skin, like, they say, I don't know.
Yeah, but put it on your lips.
Yeah, but when they're in the strip club, he's in there with his bottle of breast milk.
Put it on your lips.
It's like, I got a girl. She's real clean. You want some breast milk?
Oh, my dread's beeping.
I hear.
Oh.
Your dread is beeping?
No, her breath.
She said dread.
Her breath.
Her breath.
Her breath?
Her breath is beeping.
Her breath is beeping.
You should probably get that looked at. I'm going to go to the doctor's office.
She's got a warning device on her breath. When it gets really bad, it starts beeping.
Time for a Listerine tab.
Is it called halitosis? Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
It was like, oh, halitosis.
Oh, halitosis. Ay, 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 ay. Mm-mm.
So you guys have gone for bike rides, right?
One.
Yep.
Will almost died.
I got to get a new tube for my tire.
You do? You?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just got a leak in it.
Oh. On your fatty?
Mm-hmm.
Expensive,
hey? I don't know. I haven't bought one yet.
He hadn't checked it. No, that was a tough. It took us, what, 45 minutes to do 6 miles? We used to do, like, what, 12 10. In an hour?
10, yeah. 10 in 45 minutes was our yeah.
Yep. Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
Do you have air in the tires?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He almost crashed.
It's a great twice. Bike. It's an awesome bike that he has.
It's all right.
Top notch.
I wouldn't have bought anything like that. I like my.
I know, because you wouldn't spend over $120. So
I spent $600.
Get your Schwinn on there, baby.
I got my $600 fatty.
You're fatty because you want to look cool.
It's a Reed bike. That thing is a $2,000 bike.
For $600.
It's in my eye.
It's a used one, but he did a lot of good work to it, and it's a good bike.
It is a nice bike.
Super lightweight. Nice bike.
What kind is it?
It's a Reed.
What color is it?
Green.
What color's your bike, kid?
That was always important when I picked out my bike. The color.
Oh my god! I didn't care about the color. I just wanted a good fat tire bike that wasn't a mongoose from Amazon.
There you go.
I like mongooses.
They're trash.
Grandpa was a mongoose guy.
They're absolute trash. Because now they're trash because they're Walmart. They sell them all. I don't know.
That's a nice bike, boy. Is that a Huffy?
Remember the Huffy? Yeah.
Yeah.
For Ricky Bobby when he goes to his dad.
Oh, I forgot
the. Is that a Huffy?
I forgot to feed the doggy.
The dog's just eyeballing you like, hey, man.
I eat at 3 o'clock.
Give me my bread.
I thought that's what you got up for. This is some bullshit.
I want to check the bread.
Oh, man. Deceiving the dog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
low move.
Will, did I ever tell you the story about the Christmas present they gave me? Card?
Uh-uh.
Well, come back and sit down.
Oh, I gotta feed the dog.
Well, then feed
the dog. Feed the dog and come back. I don't even know what story she's about to tell. Oh, well, do your thing and then come back and tell the story.
I can't tell the story.
She's going to gag telling the story.
Gag.
Yep. She's going to gag. She won't come back.
She won't come back.
She won't come back.
We got to do it when we're eating chili.
It even happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, somebody's excited. He's getting some yum-yums.
Yep.
Yep. A little bit of dry food, a little bit of wet food. That's what they go for the mix.
Stop.
That's what happens when you starve your your dog. He gets out of the bowl.
Feed a fever.
Mm-hmm. It was, dude, it was... It was so funny. Is it still, Papa, is it still around?
Say what?
The card?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
It was on the back of a door for a while.
Yeah.
Where one of you guys had put it to gag her out in the mornings.
Probably Danny.
You put it up to gag her out in the mornings.
I burned my tongue on a noodle.
Sit down and tell the story.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're going to lose. So, we're all.
Pick up the mic, hold it to your face.
So, we're all together having a Christmas.
Is it because it's black?
Christmas gathering.
Fits in your hand, Girthy.
And I get this special gift, and I'm so excited. And then I open it up. It's a card.
From the J-Man.
I threw it out. Because, I opened it up, and they had taped. I'm salivating. They taped all boogers of
My brother, had spent
Baby J's boogers to the car.
My brother had spent weeks harvesting Baby J's boogers.
Bad. It was bad.
And putting them inside
what
the
color
car.
Were they?
Green, yellow, you know, brown.
Yesterday, we're there. We got him outside, and I got to carry him around. We turn. I got him. You know, I'm holding him, Baby J. And we both turn our heads, and he's like 2 inches from me, and he's. Big greenie was hanging out.
So she kept trying to throw the card away, and I'd pull it out of the garbage and clip it to the refrigerator. open, so that all it was just boogers.
Yeah. No, then it would instantly I'd be gagging, and or you'd put it behind doors and hide it all over. I finally put it in the garbage.
You should have burned it. Put it in the garbage. It's too risky. Somebody could have found that and put it back.
These are the kind of gifts my children give.
The best.
I should tell you something. I'm not sure what.
Look, it's payback.
You're the Miss Wisconsin Mom of the Year.
It's right. It's payback for all the times I got my own shoes back for Christmas.
It's true,
right? And spaghetti and
or a can of beans.
Yeah.
What about that
frozen sweet potato?
Right.
You still have that?
I still have that one.
That's still in the freezer.
Frozen sweet potato in my freezer.
We gave it to him when he
first moved into the apartment.
They gave me a yam.
You know how much as kids we hated getting like socks and underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like when I get a set of Duluth socks or underwear, I'm like hell yeah. Necessities.
You're like, good. Mine had holes in them.
Yep.
We're good here.
Why don't you buy new ones? Well, because.
What do you want for Christmas? Socks would be fantastic.
Christmas will.
Huh?
What'd you get for Christmas?
I don't know.
We're going back like 3 months now. You gotta.
I don't think we did anything.
Remember what you got for Christmas? I know what you got me. You got me a book that I still haven't read.
I did get you a book.
What did he get you?
What?
What did he get you?
He got me a book.
Oh, he got. What'd you get him?
I don't remember. What did I get you? I got you something.
No, I don't think you did.
I did. I don't remember what it was. The only reason I remember you got me a book is because it's on the end table next to my couch, and I look at it every day.
Uncracked.
What?
Uncracked.
Incorrect.
You have no. Uncracked.
It's incorrect.
Uncracked.
Uncracked. It hasn't been cracked open.
Oh, I thought you said uncorrect.
It has been. I've read the first three chapters.
Yeah.
I'm up through the football stuff.
Yeah, I'm already like. Almost to the end.
When you went down to North Carolina, I was like, oh, he's going to blow me out of the water on this.
No, but I didn't read it all down there.
Oh, really?
No. We were too busy drinking after work.
That'll happen. That'll happen. They knocked out your booga chuga in like
an hour.
10 minutes.
Did you mix it with anything?
No.
Or?
No, we just took shots of it.
Did you shake it?
Yeah.
Did they really like it?
Yeah.
It wasn't mine. It was Jen's.
Yeah, that's why they liked it.
That makes sense.
How was the scenery in North Carolina?
Scenic.
Well, I went to South Carolina. Where did I go? Charlotte.
Oh, my
God. North Carolina.
Oh, I was in North Carolina. And
pick up your mic and hold it to your face.
I was in North Carolina for training, for work. I stayed at this hotel. You couldn't leave the hotel. It was in, like, a freeway, you know, how they do loop-de-loops to get off or on?
Mm-hmm.
The hotel was in the center of it, and there was a gas station you could walk to. That was about the only thing you could walk to. And if you got there, there were needles and, were there alcohol?
Sounds
bottles?
Like Rocky Mountain or Raleigh.
Were there,
does it?
Under every tree were alcohol bottles.
Yeah.
Massive amounts. What are you doing, shaving with that?
Making an annoying noise into the microphone.
Well, you asked me to tell a story.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It was actually Charlotte.
I almost got picked up by a truck driver. I was walking.
Lot lizard.
It was scary. It was scary. They were in
Fits
the woods.
Profile.
Does.
In the woods, if you walked.
He thought you were a truck.
Old washed up Miss Wisconsin.
Right. Right. What's that?
Old washed up Miss Wisconsin.
There were houses made out of boxes. And no, it was not a nice place.
I mean, technically, all houses are made out of boxes.
No,
fair point.
These were cardboard boxes, and then mattresses, and
houses
in trees.
What's cardboard made out of?
But it was not a
wood is the answer.
Pleasant
trees.
Wood and trees is the answer.
Like paper.
And what's a house made out of?
Hardwood, softwood.
Well, it depends.
Wood.
Bricks, potentially.
But it still all has wood framing inside the house for drywall.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily, but
or steel studs. But that's very rare, and that's only
could
like
live in a castle, all
industrial.
Stone.
All stone.
That's true.
Did you see any of that stuff there?
No, we were in the middle of nowhere, so.
Very much so the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, question. How do you
we drove to the ocean.
The
it was 2.5 hours.
How do you know when you're in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. Because there must be some boundaries to nowhere if you know that you're in the middle.
Huh?
I thought that's where you were.
The ocean?
When you went to the ocean.
Right?
We went to the ocean, yeah.
Yeah, and you called.
I would say you're like we were like 45 minutes to an hour away from everything that feels like the middle of nowhere.
It might feel like the middle of nowhere, but I don't know if you can actually ever be it. It's like if someone says, what are you doing? You say nothing. How do you know when you're done?
And it wasn't
somewhere between buttfuck and Egypt, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. There's a Macon, Fort Macon.
It's bumfuck.
I know.
Yeah,
bumfuck Egypt.
I'm aware.
Okay.
You just put Will down, made fun of him, and he was actually on the beach. That's the name of the beach.
What's that?
I don't remember what she's talking about. I can't really hear because she's not talking in the microphone.
When we were,
you gotta hold it up and talk.
There's a conversation about American beach.
Yeah.
What beach?
American.
Hold the microphone to your face and speak.
Yeah, that's what you told her.
We're at
American beach.
We're at.
And there is.
I said the Atlantic beach.
Atlantic.
Same thing. Same difference.
It was on the Atlantic.
They both begin
with
the A.
So it's a beach on the Atlantic.
Yeah, but it was actually called Atlantic Beach.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And it was. Was it? Like. It's not Atlantic Beach. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Right. That's the Atlantic, whole Atlantic Ocean.
He didn't know what he's
talking
about.
He's not on a beach.
He doesn't.
And I look up, I poke.
No, I didn't say he wasn't on a beach. I never said he wasn't on a beach.
Just that he wasn't on a beach called Atlantic Beach.
And then we looked
it
up, and it was actually called Atlantic Beach.
A rare moment that my father is incorrect.
Atlantic Beach Park. I was like, well, okay.
Oh, yeah. When we went to, I was thinking we were at Fort Macon.
No, when you went to Atlantic Beach Park,
I
was like, okay.
Yeah, the state park.
They must have been run out of any thought process and decided, what are you going to name this beach? I don't know. We've got Myrtle. We've got all the rest of these things. We run out of ideas. What's that ocean? What's that water called? Atlantic Beach.
The Atlantic Beach. Yeah. Call it. We're good here.
I beat him out.
Did you?
I did.
He
lost
trophy.
That round.
He did. Like I said, it's one of the rare times that he's incorrect about something.
Will should get a trophy.
I should.
Wisconsin.
No, I don't need a trophy like some.
No. Miss number one Wisconsin everything.
Yep.
No. She wants to get her hands in the concrete.
Yep. I'm surprised she don't have a tattoo.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? On her
forehead. Perhaps a fake one, so it's not real.
So it's not real.
Right.
You got a hen tattoo?
She vehemently disagreed with the choice of Miss Wisconsin Basketball Player of the Week or some shit.
I did.
She heavily disagreed.
Yeah. She shoots a lot. Oh.
So because she shoots a lot, she's apparently a bad player.
No.
Though she's apparently listening to the instructions of her coach to shoot a lot.
She score a lot?
Well, yes, she does.
Okay. Who was the leading scorer in your class when you played?
In my class?
Yeah, when you played. Who was the leading scorer?
On your team.
On your team.
A little bit of pot calling the kettle here.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We all tried to score the same amount of points.
Yeah, but who scored the most?
Yeah, who is the points leader of all time?
The person I passed the ball to scored the most.
When the push came to shove,
yourself,
they had
to
have a basket. Who did
it.
The coach have shooting?
Yeah.
That's not passing. That's just tossing the ball.
Let me ask you this then. Hold on.
Times were different then. People rode their horses to the game.
Right. So is Jordan not a good basketball player because he shot too often?
No.
Oh.
No, he's not. That's what you hear what you just said?
Gotcha.
No, my mom just said Michael Jordan's not a good basketball player because
he shot too
often.
We should have him on this podcast.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah. My hero.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan was.
Because he scored a lot.
Yeah.
He was.
And he shot a lot.
Shot a lot.
Yeah.
He could rebound and do all
that. And dunked a lot.
Uh-huh.
Which is all scoring. And he was the leading scorer.
He's a defensive player, too.
Of the Chicago Bulls.
He was pretty good.
Why does
probably
she look like she's crying?
More shots than anybody else on the team.
Almost for sure, yeah, right?
She looks like she's crying.
Right?
You guys hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. Come on, now.
However.
You just told all five of our listeners I ate poop.
However.
While he was
never named Miss Wisconsin Basketball Player of the Year.
Yeah, right. No, that's true. That's a feat he never accomplished. Although, if he were playing right now, potentially he could.
He
true
could.
Enough.
Oh, he could. Did you see that one by one?
All he has to do is identify.
Even for a single day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to get that. That
I would imagine he could come out of retirement right now and be like, hey, I'm a woman now. Join the WNBA and overnight be the greatest basketball player in the 100%, WNBA.
100%.
What's it?
When he played baseball?
He also played baseball. He was not very good at it.
I like him as. I believe I can fly.
Okay, he didn't sing that, though. He was just in that movie. Oh.
I believe I can touch.
You know, he hated filming that movie because it was just him in a room with a bunch of dudes wearing green suits.
Really?
And he fucking hated it. Because, well, think about it, because it's him and everything around him is animated. Yeah. So he was just in a room with dudes in green suits, and he had to do all that cool basketball shit with all, like, just green dudes in green suits with
saying nothing.
With sticks on their heads and stupid shit. You know, he hated it. He fucking
saying
hated
nothing.
It.
Yeah. Stop it, because you know what stickers were on our refrigerator forever?
I'm not saying I didn't like the movie. I'm saying Michael Jordan didn't like filming the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
those stickers are still on my refrigerator as well. Because remember, when I got my house and I got my refrigerator, Jim, for probably more than he should have ever paid for them, tracked down probably the last remaining book of Space Jam glow-in-the-dark stickers, and I put them on my refrigerator. So growing up, we had in the top left corner, it was, I believe, Bugs Bunny and some stars in a basketball. So my brother tracked them down, and they are now, I now have them, I believe. I think they're stuck on my fridge, too.
I was a fan of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right, because he scored a lot, right?
Correct.
And shot a lot.
Correct.
Yeah. Right?
And dunked a lot.
Yep.
Oh, they undercut.
She's just going to ignore us now.
Yeah.
Because we're correct.
Correct.
Did you see that guy flop?
He no, flopped and you're now the, he's, like, he's the greatest. You're the only one watching the game.
Oh.
Yep.
I got to be, I gotta be real with you.
Put something else on. Let's put the race back on.
I got to be real with you.
Will's not basketball. Andy doesn't care.
Also okay. True.
It's fair. At least there's crashes in the race.
Yeah.
If we're being real, the only person in this room that cares about this basketball game is
you. It's you.
Papa cares.
I'm watching it.
Not actually an answer to the question.
He didn't. Wanna, he didn't he, yeah, he knew. He didn't.
Papa cares. I'm watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's Purdue against Wisconsin. It's Purdue.
He's watching it for Purdue,
it's
not
at
Wisconsin.
Purdue.
Yo.
Who's going to win? Purdue.
Is that a dead giveaway?
So as much as I would like Wisconsin to win, Purdue's going to win.
Because it's recorded and he already seen the end of it.
No, we never know the end, but it's Purdue. Wisconsin had little hope of winning this game to go into it, so if they lose, I won't be surprised. I just hope they don't get blown off by 40.
Sure.
If they can keep it close, that'll be something.
Oh, Chucky fell on his.
So are these guys good, Mom?
Messed his hair
do you
up.
Think these guys, Wisconsin players are good? Is it because they don't score a lot?
Oh, he shoots a lot though. Long
no,
hair.
No, Wall's come a long way. I'm just gonna say I think it's bad that because COVID. You know, certain people can play 5 years. That's just stupid. I think I get another year and I should be able to go back and play.
Sure, why not? Go
I think
for it.
We should all have 5 years now.
I mean,
don't you?
What?
Think we should all have 5 years, Will?
Of college? No.
Just playing. Why didn't like?
Oh. She wants to go back and play her fifth year of basketball because she thinks she's some sort of Miss Wisconsin basketball.
So then she could make all the points instead of what Miss Wisconsin
is? Yeah, since the game changed.
She can shoot the
most. Right.
Uh-oh. Well, crybaby.
Yeah,
two crybabies on Purdue now.
Yeah, the game has changed, but didn't you like hold the scoring record that you set before the three-point line was invented in women's basketball? Didn't you hold that for like a bazillion years or something?
It still stands today.
I think it does.
I did, but
is that high school or college?
College. High school too. High school and college. But I wasn't like the leading scorer. The 3-point came in, I don't hold the scoring record. I think I have a couple games where I'm the steal leader. Whitewater, but it was just Whitewater. But like Grandpa would say,
I'm sure Agent Smith knows all about it.
Oh, 100%.
You're a has-been now. So Grandpa used
to say. You're a has-been. I'm holding water in my neck. It's all whatever.
Retaining water.
Yeah.
Not holding.
Hey,
I've never heard. What sports did Will play?
I showed Papa some of the pictures I saved off my Facebook that are like me in college and stuff like that. And like how much thinner I am because I'm, 15 years younger.
Only retaining water in his neck.
And we were laughing about it because I said, that's Grandpa was telling me I was retaining water in my neck at that time. I'd be curious to know what he thinks is going on right now.
And I said, well, he'd tell you a good thing you have the beard because you can't tell how much
can't
water
tell much of water is you're in your face. Yeah, Will, not a sports guy. He did racing, though. He was a racer, remember? He built race cars.
I thought it took a lot of money.
Are you texting during the show?
No, I'm trying to find the Whitewaters women's basketball records.
You're not going to. Danny did. Danny did.
I'm sure they're online.
She sent me a card congratulating me.
Did she really? That's funny.
Hey, her picture's still up there on the Wall of Fame at the...
There you go.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been there. They probably tore it down by now.
You guys are doing an awful lot of talking and not putting the mics in your face, and it's bothering me.
I've got it to my face.
I know. Forget about it. Papa doesn't do the shit.
I do what I want.
So.
I got it to my face.
You know what I should have done? I should have told Papa, like, hey, the best way to record this show is to not hold the mic
in your
face.
You know what he's doing?
What's that?
He's baiting Mom, because look at the positioning of the mic, how much she likes how that mic feels in her hand.
It's because it's black.
He's baiting her.
It's because it's black.
He's baiting her, though.
It's because it's black.
But look,
it's got
how
some weight to it.
But he's baiting her.
See?
You're just refusing to acknowledge it.
I am.
Are we allowed to talk about the wedding?
Nebulously, if you want to.
Okay.
No.
So the yours. Answer to that is essentially no.
Is it all planned? Are you ready?
No. It's in the backyard.
Are you kidding me?
Is it going to be in your yard?
Ma,
yeah.
He has training that day. He might be late to his own shit.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
I'll be in the Dells.
Are you kidding me?
No, 100% serious.
He couldn't even
bring himself to be like, hey, I need off this day.
No, I'm at a conference.
I don't give a fuck. You could leave.
No.
You know how many people just bail on conferences?
It's my first recertification conference.
It's his first. That's...
For what? Oh, yeah.
Why is the dog staring at me?
He always does.
Because you smell like bread.
He can smell your breath.
Your breath alarm's going
I'm
off.
Not letting you eat my bread. The homemade bread is good. Ask Danny. I took Danny's bread maker.
Hey, it's okay. It's socially acceptable.
Stop it. That's I took true. Danny's That's bread true. Maker.
At least it's not actually blood.
I Correct. Wanted to make bread because she didn't have time with baby Jay to make
incestuous.
Bread. So now I make bread, and then now she has
girl.
Time, so I bought
it's
her a new bread maker.
She can't hear me, but like in the
They're jealous. I'm not letting
them
eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's really good.
Nice.
Pizza dough is even better.
Side conversation with
amazing.
Papa, do you like my pizza dough?
See, she yes. still doesn't have
she
any
has
idea.
No, she thinks we're just talking.
Exactly.
I mean, we sort of are.
Oh, exactly. 100%.
Well, I could make homemade bread for your wedding.
There we go.
Hey,
pizza dough. Homemade pizza dough.
There we go. We
What's to eat there? Am I invited?
Yes.
Porterhouse rolls.
Yeah, you guys are invited.
Yeah, yeah. We could. If she made homemade pizzas, that could be the late night snack.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Because I'm making, it's going to be taco. It's going to be a taco bar. That
I'll
be
making. If he makes
Stop
it in
it.
Time.
Oh, I should.
What?
I said if he makes it.
Realistically, I should.
Everyone's going to be waiting. She's going to be like, he's going to be here in 5 minutes, I swear to God.
She's going to be, he's coming, I know he's coming.
It's tough to leave her at the altar when it's in your own backyard.
Correct. I got to show up eventually.
You got to show up, you're making tacos.
Exactly. I should.
If everyone just my bread maker and pizza dough.
If everyone just stays here long enough, he'll show up.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Swear
well,
to
realistically, Christ. She should cook. While I'm
driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So realistically, I shouldn't have to do much when I get home.
Are you going to have tents and stuff? Or?
Tents? Okay. What do you think? What do you think this is?
I don't know. No. Are you going to have a bonfire?
Eventually, maybe, I'm imagining. Yeah. Probably throw up some like canopies or something.
I could bring a little bit at the spa.
Bring booga chuga.
Do you bring Jens, though?
Bring some booger sugar.
Maybe she'll make some for you.
Oh, wait, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole nother
one.
That's
world. A whole
different. I can make s'more bakes. A marshmallow and graham crackers, and then people could do s'mores for dessert.
There we go.
That's what they did at the spa I went to. You just go and you get the little bag.
You know the easiest way to make s'mores? You get a marshmallow, and then you get the cookies, the fudge stripies that are fudge on the back, and then you just squeeze a marshmallow between two of the fudge stripes.
Yeah, that's good. That works.
Yep.
I'm a Reese's peanut butter cup guy.
Oh, there you go.
For s'mores. Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I can't eat s'mores with a Hershey bar anymore. It has to be a Reese's peanut butter cup.
No.
Yep.
No. See, I always go fudge stripers. It's just easier.
Yeah. If you're feeling on the better side of things, then you use a white peanut butter cup, because then you get the vanilla on top of the peanut butter.
Is it because you don't? Really good, is it because you don't like the brown?
No, so I like the brown ones too. But
wait, do you?
Yeah.
But you prefer the white.
White peanut butter cups?
Yeah, they have white chocolate peanut butter cups.
Really?
Those are really good with
he
that.
He prefers the white ones.
You see, white chocolate isn't actually.
But I actually my favorite is the dark chocolate ones. The dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Those are my actual favorite because I
smart
love dark
people
chocolate.
Eat dark chocolate.
Yeah,
I love dark chocolate.
You guys are lying. Stop it.
I do. That is my favorite is dark chocolate. Like anytime
does
I go
Alyssa
to,
know
I go,
that
I go to Hughes,
Dove
I get
dark
I
chocolate.
Get the dark chocolate. Yep, Dove dark chocolate.
Does Alyssa know that you prefer the dark chocolate?
Yes, she does.
How does she feel about that?
She gets me dark chocolate.
Yeah, and they're
expensive. Does she?
Yes.
Yeah, Hughes is expensive.
How much does that cost you? Did it come out of Milwaukee or is it somewhere like closer?
Oshkosh.
Okay.
Yeah. Hughes. It's Hughes dark chocolate in Oshkosh.
Is that expensive to have them come all the way down
they're,
from Oshkosh?
The prices have been rising at Hughes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying so hard to make this into a prostitution joke, but it's
I'm
not
trying.
It.
It's happening. It is happening.
In your mind, it is.
It is a prostitution joke. About how he likes black women and not white women.
7-point game.
What?
It's a 7-point game.
Yeah, with 13 minutes left.
Yeah. Ooh, it's going to win.
Okay, they're down 13 a couple of minutes ago.
There's a yawn.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking your thing, Andy. What did you do to prepare for...
Nothing.
Your races.
Oh, my racist? I thought you were going to say the wedding.
What did you do to prepare to be racist?
No, for your races.
Right, to be racist.
No. That's a question. What did you... what did you do to
what do you mean?
Prepare for your race? Like, did you meditate?
Is it difficult to be racist?
Did you just show up, jump in the car, and go? How'd you do that?
Oh, you had to bring the car there. Other than that, I would...
As a professional racist...
I would just throw my earbuds in, listen to music before the heat, and
there you go.
Then once you're in the car, everything.
What's your favorite place to race? That you actually raced at.
My favorite place was probably Francis Creek.
And where's that?
In Francis Creek.
What state is Francis Creek?
Francis
in?
Creek, Creek, Wisconsin.
Okay. And what
near,
city
near
that
Manitowoc.
We've actually heard of is near there?
Manitowoc.
Was
okay.
It St. Francis? Was he saying St. Francis?
No.
How long a track? Quarter mile?
Francis Creek.
That one is a quarter, yes.
Dirt?
Yeah.
Dirt's fun, isn't it?
I love dirt. Yeah. That's the only way I've raced. Yeah. Dirt's for racing, asphalt's just to get there.
What?
Dirt is for like, races? Like what, one-third of the time the car is straight, the rest of the time you're on some level of angle?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Racist like
so angles. You're basically drifting most of the time.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Especially when you get up into the higher horsepowers, like late models and shit. Those things are just sideways 100%.
What's the difference racing fuels? That cost how much more than regular fuel?
Well, nowadays, I think it's probably like almost $9 a gallon.
Holy crap. And how much would you go through in a night of racing with a couple of
it's expensive
and all the
rest to be a
racist. How much would you use in an evening?
Usually, we'd bring 2 5-gallon cans with us and a heat. We'd usually use at least a half a tank, which is... I believe we had, 10-gallon tanks?
On the typical quarter-mile dirt track, small-town racing, how many laps in a heat?
8.
So you got to get after it, because if you don't, you're done.
Yeah, my foot was usually down to the floor.
Ask
and you just don't let up.
And that wouldn't take very long then either to do 8
correct.
Laps on the quarter-mile. You'd be
correct.
By the time you're just really getting revved up, you're done.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the fun... Of short track racing,
and then
like
then your main race is usually like 20 laps,
right? So. Get through all the heats, find out who the top 12 or 15 cars is, then you go out there and have at it. And
yep,
yeah, it runs in the family.
I was wondering,
what are you doing?
I was,
it's backwards.
Talking to the other side.
Oh. There's, it's like literally like
yeah,
very
can
well
physically see it on that
physically
one.
Showing you.
I don't know. This sounded like it was,
and it says back on the other side that you're staring
oh
at.
Oh my god. Did you have to wear a special suit and boots?
Is she just being nope. funny now?
Nope.
She's got to be fucking
no,
with me.
Did you have to wear a special suit?
Yes, he did. It was white, fire and suit. It had a pointy hat.
Actually, it was black with white stripes. Dark black.
Your racist suit was dark black?
Like prison attire?
Yeah, it just had white stripes on the arm.
What those suits? Do you still have the suit?
No.
How come?
He couldn't fit into it now anyway.
Oh, God, no.
For nostalgia.
Fuck, that was, let's see, 15 years ago now.
We said that when we retire, we'll.
Were you racing every weekend?
We'll race again.
Yeah, from 16 to when I left, and then when I came back, we were still racing, and then we eventually sold the cars.
And when do the. So, what time of the year are the first races?
What's that?
What time of the year are the first races?
For us, they were, I believe, when was that?
Late April, early May.
Yeah, I think first weekend in May.
And that would run through approximately
September.
End of September.
Yeah, right about there.
So very similar to baseball season.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you ever race on grass? I saw old grass tracks.
She's kidding me, right?
No, that's a real question.
Okay.
I did. I watched a movie where...
Grassroots?
The tracks were made in grass.
Yeah, no, we just raced dirt track. Yeah.
Do you ever race on asphalt?
Mm-mm.
4-point game.
Nope.
Are you shitting me?
I am not.
Took off my sweatshirt because I was warm, and now she left the fucking window.
Are you cold?
I'm good.
I didn't open the window.
No, the door's open.
Andrew's cold. He needs a hoodie.
She has a wide open door.
He's cold. He needs a
hoodie. You guys did all your own work on your cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of car were you driving?
77 Monte Carlo with a stock.
Right?
Yep.
Because why not?
Yeah. And the thing, when we tore it apart, we pulled the carpet and the floorboards were pristine. And we're like, probably shouldn't have torn this one apart. Should have just restored this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But we tore it into
it. I recall that was kind of a long-bodied car, too.
Yep.
Bigger front end, shorter towards the rear.
Yep.
Kind of sloping a little curve on the cone forward.
Yep. Yep. Nice long hood.
Yeah. It was a cool looking car.
Yep.
Was it green?
No, it was black. Go ahead.
All the cars I've seen of that model were green.
Go ahead.
Like a dark green.
It was red.
Was it difficult?
It was red.
Was it difficult to be a racist and drive a black car?
Agent Smith is going to start having questions.
Do you know what my favorite car was? I had a Maverick.
Shitbox Mav.
It was yellow. I was in high school.
With a black racing stripe.
And there I put go. A black racing stripe down the center of it.
With spray paint and tape or what?
A bit to the
no, tape.
The
with racing, with the, I got a real racing stripe. I didn't have a racing suit, but I had a racing stripe. And it was yellow with a black stripe. And I remember I'd drive it to high school. It was so light. I'd come back out after high school. Guys or people would go pick it up and carry it and move it. Yeah. It was a cool car. Very noisy. It was like driving in a tin can.
Well, they probably felt since the leading scorer of the world shouldn't be having to drive. And then, so they just picked it up and brought it to her.
To her.
So she didn't have to walk.
Right.
So she would get too tired because she had to test up a lot of shots.
Exactly.
School would end and six guys from the football team would go get the car and bring it to her. They'd carry it across the...
To save gas, they'd carry her around.
Around in it.
Because she was Miss Wisconsin.
No, I'll never...
In her little pedestal.
My next car was... what was that thing?
Pinto wagon.
Oh,
stick shift. Oh, my God. I remember my friend and I are at the beach.
Did you like how the stick felt?
Yeah, Lake Michigan Beach. We come up, we're at a hill, stop sign, and I'm like, I'm going to gun it. Thank God we're like 2 blocks from the house. And I'm gunning it, and I hit it, and something fell out of the bottom of the car. I'm not sure what it was.
Through like, the manifold.
Right? We had to push the car with our bikinis on down but to my house. It was hilarious.
They didn't have them on originally, but when it came to pushing the car, they thought, well, we should put,
our bikinis on.
We should probably
and then
put
push
something
the car
on.
In case we get sweaty.
You know,
really seals in the flavor.
No, I was telling you earlier about the time that me and Alex seized up the motor on his Saturn on AY. Racing his Saturn on AY.
I don't remember that one.
No, you wouldn't. We did it in the middle. It was like after a basketball game, and then we walked.
It was in the middle of the night.
We started to walk home.
Oh, I know stuff that happened we to started, Andy we in the
started,
middle
we
of
started
the night.
To walk home, and we got a ride
bed
home.
Wedding?
We got a ride home from a hillbilly. No, we're
if
not telling
it's a bed wedding story.
We got a ride home. It's not. All we right. got a ride home from a now hillbilly in the middle of the night.
Yep. All right, Mom, go ahead.
Did you turn me off?
Yeah. Go ahead and tell no, the story.
No, he, I got a phone call.
No, no.
In the middle of the night, and he's stuck in the marsh.
Untrue.
Mom, I'm stuck in the marsh.
Wrong about what the
no,
story
it was stuck
was
in the marsh.
Not uncommon.
Was, said he was moon gazing or something, no.
I was
watching.
Not stuck in the marsh. Uncorrect.
He was stuck, where was he?
Cause in the snow in a parking lot.
Yes. No, no, there was mud and stuff because he came. So he wants me
well, it was
to
a gravel
go.
Parking lot.
Wanted me
but
to go save
snow.
Him.
It was snow.
But
it
then
was
I, snow. I had to wake up Papa.
It was in the snow.
And Papa went and
it was
Jim went to save
snow.
Him.
I called my mom. Because
it
was
not.
Like, my mom's cool. She'll come and just rescue me. We're not gonna.
I couldn't do it by myself.
I feel like this isn't the story.
No, it is.
No,
and okay. No one's gonna say shit. My mom's got me on this one. So I call my mom. She's gonna keep it on the down low. My mom's the cool. The cool one.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Who
He's
shows
Miss Wisconsin.
Up? Who shows up pissed off as a motherfucker?
No, he
to
was not.
Out of that
he
shit.
Was not
my
mad.
Dad. Ogg the fuck out of
no,
here.
He was not
I was
mad.
There. You weren't.
And he almost died. He tried putting a board under the tire
because he was beating his ass.
And he told his girlfriend to hit the gas, and the board came flying
because
up.
Because I was
shut
doing
his head off.
Every fucking thing to get the fuck out of there I could without
right.
having to call somebody.
So
and it didn't work.
I remember
only made it worse.
I called Andy,
who I thought was the cool.
Right. So did you have your clothes back on?
I did.
Okay.
I called who I thought was the cool parent.
No.
Who immediately narked me out
because I was
hand.
Not Mr. Wisconsin.
No. Immediately narked me out to the hammer.
And then I get this phone call. I can't believe you sent Papa to come get me.
I'm still very Jim. Quiet. Am I still off?
No.
I feel quiet now.
No, and then I remember, what was Andy on prom? He was on
I was
prom.
On prom court, yes.
Prom court, and I gave him a deadline, and he wasn't home, and I had to go get him. Searching the streets for him.
The deadline was 7:30 in the evening.
No,
right, halfway through prom.
Searching for him, his excuse was, we won a TV and we had to get in the car and take it home. Who wins a TV at prom?
Well, they
I
did.
Think that was actually true.
And
it was actually true.
They did.
They did. They
yeah.
won a TV.
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm like, okay,
so that's
whatever.
Who, that's
but
who
anyway,
wins a TV
I was
at prom.
Searching him around.
Yeah,
but he wasn't
they
home.
Did. This fucking guy.
He wasn't home at midnight. And so
it was one of the ways they kept the
Jim
kids at the post prom by having giveaways.
Yeah, there you
went
go.
To go get him. And, I was late for work the next day.
That's
almost
a her
got
problem.
Fired because of him.
And no,
and you stayed in bed and slept while you sent Papa to go.
To you problem.
No,
pull
Papa
out.
Was
different
in
night.
Room.
Oh, that's a different night.
Then when he, they tried to.
I was older for the for
the
that first
pumpkin
story.
Farm. They just get their driver's license and they're gonna.
Oh
go to
yeah.
Pumpkin farm.
Was this the one where
we stuck? I got in the car and you stuck people in the trunk because you were.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I very, very
you
vaguely,
go to the
yeah.
pumpkin farm. I knew you had too many people in the car. I'm like, that's it. I've had it. You know, this is...
Because you're on your temps.
So you stuffed them in the trunk?
Put people in the trunk.
No, he was driving.
Yeah. I'm aware, but he put people in the trunk.
He put people in
you
the
you know,
trunk.
That was
that's
not
smart.
The only time we did that.
So they're
that's
going,
smart.
I'd go to the, we'd go to the bowling alley. We'd go to right. we'd go to the bowling alley, and I'd have... I was grabbing Crown Vic. You put 6 bodies in the trunk.
Easy.
No.
I'd put 2 dudes
right.
in the
with room. Yeah.
I'd no. put 2 dudes in the trunk and we go to the bowling alley.
No. So yeah.
pile out, go bowling. But get back in the trunk. We got to go home.
Yeah, get they're in
the
trunk.
To the maze.
That
if,
way,
get pull, if ever we get pulled over, just everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't look like he had too many people in the car
correct.
On his, you know.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
That's
yeah,
smart.
He was rather, I don't know, smart. But,
people aren't smart like that no. these days.
No.
Can't outsmart the mama.
I didn't have to.
I was there, so I knew it was going on. So they go to the pumpkin farm
never
through
said
the
anything,
maze.
No.
They turn around, and who's there behind them in the line to go through the maze with them? They're like, ah! Mom!
I actually don't remember that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
And then go through the maze and say goodbye, and they're like, yeah. I said, and you can't all go in that same car. No, 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 no.
I don't
no.
remember this at
so
all.
So I pretend like I drive away.
This may well be a made-up story.
No.
Sounds
you,
made up.
Yeah.
You admitted it to the first, right when I started it.
No, no, no. I thought you were talking about putting people in the trunk, which I definitely remember.
Which you did at the pumpkin
because
fight,
I just said I
pumpkin
did
pumpkin
it to go bowling.
Correct. You already
yeah.
admitted that.
Correct.
But now this is a fabricated story
fabricated
that's
story.
Being
not
very
fabricated.
Vastly
yeah.
overdrawn.
Correct.
No. Oh my god.
Than it really needs to be.
Yeah. Okay, so then what about
is her bread done?
Because I also thought you were
talking
about.
I thought I heard
about,
a beeping.
I also thought you were talking about the pumpkin farm story, where it was the first time we carved like 53 pumpkins. We only paid for like 12 pumpkins, and then we just stole a shitload of pumpkins.
No, I was mad at you guys. I give him money to go get pumpkins.
She said, and I quote, "Don't buy 15 pumpkins." So we came back with like 25
and
pumpkins.
And they stole half of them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You didn't, they didn't come back with 15.
Right. Correct. Which is what we rested on.
Correct.
Yeah.
You said don't come back with 15. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you didn't say don't only get 3. You said don't come back with 15. So they said, okay, well, I guess we'll get 25.
Right.
That's fair.
And it started a family tradition that has gone
viral
through the present.
Well,
through the present.
The stealing the pumpkins is not the family
tradition. No, it's the large amount of
carving a lot of pumpkins.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. In fact, the
yeah, large, the thievery has ceased since then.
Well, it's getting less. I'll put it
it's
that way.
Less.
Did you ever get stuck in the marsh, Will?
No. No.
A ditch, anything? Pulled out Andy 4 times.
I blew my
got here.
I snapped my rear axle in half while I was doing donuts in the parking lot with my girlfriend at the time at the Fox River Mall. And then I had to call my dad, who showed up with my uncle, and they were both hammered drunk. And my dad threw it in four-wheel drive on 3 wheels and drug the thing through the parking lot over a curb.
Sweet.
Back into the parking lot and said, "Go ahead, get in. It's an old farm truck. That happens." I was like, "Yeah, it just shot out of nowhere." Like, I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And like about five, six years later, because I was 16 at that time, I think it was like 5, 6 years later, I told him, like, "Hey, just so you know, but you know, remember when that axle got broken in half like a toothpick?" He's like, "Yeah." I was doing donuts in the parking lot. I hit a pothole. He's like, "I figured you did something stupid. I ain't a retard."
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to say anything because, yeah. Well, it is still an old farm truck.
So, hey, I have a very similar story to that that I will tell right now for maybe the first time ever to them.
Oh!
So, yeah. So I had the Crown Vic for all them years. And I used to, as you can imagine, drive that fucker real fast.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place. And I remember driving Alex to work one day out at the range, and we were out on one of the back roads doing like as fast as the car could go.
Nice.
You know, because why not? And we go over a little bump and hear cook, and I see puff of smoke out from the back of the car, and I'm like, "Oh, that's not good at all." Pull in, he gets out, he goes into work, I pop the hood, steam like a motherfucker. And I had to call, and Papa came, and he's like, "What happened?" I thought, "I don't know, I was just driving it, and
just started doing things."
And he goes, "Well, you know, it's an old squad car, they get ridden pretty hard." And I'm like, "Thank Christ."
Yeah. A true statement.
It worked. It does work out, because mine was a 91 Chevy. That was
I don't know if I've ever said that.
That towed gravity boxes all of its life.
It's one of those things where, like, I'm.
Which means
it was a farm truck.
At that point, anything could happen.
And on top of that, it was a plow truck. It was the farm truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing had its ears on it.
Yep.
It's one of those deals where it's like.
And it's not only years, but work.
Correct.
Looking back on it as an adult, I'm like, he had to have known I was fucking
100%. 100%.
Sometimes you say something about it, and sometimes you don't.
Correct.
Exactly. And sometimes you wait 15 to 20 years to say something.
Or you watch someone's face and you go, "I don't need to say anything right now because it's
they already know.
They already get it.
They already know that they won't do it again." But the thing is, I did do it again.
The funny thing is, I sold that Crown Vic because gas was getting too expensive at like $1.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
And now here we
are.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah. $331. Thanks,
my
Joe.
Other one, I had gotten a Mercury Tracer wagon gifted to me. And
a Tracer wagon.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, green. I called it the turtle.
Nice.
And I was so dad would always do burnouts in the Torino.
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, I want to do burnouts."
Sure.
Well, it's a front wheel drive car.
It's a
different kind of burnout.
Yep. Yeah. I pinned the service brake to the floor and pinned the gas to the floor. And let her eat, and it wasn't going. Well, I ended up spinning the transaxle bearings.
Oh, sure.
Cleaning out, and stripped then the thing just wouldn't drive because I stripped all the splines on the transaxle bearing.
Nice work.
Because it's a side-mounted transmission
nice
on those.
Nice work.
So, and then I learned you rip the e-brake, and then you pound on the gas because then you know, the rear just holds you
holds
there.
It holds you there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, my dad comes up and he's like, "What the hell did you do?" I'm like, "I don't know. Just happened."
Ugh.
Suddenly I couldn't go.
Couldn't go. I don't know.
And he was like, "Wow, that's really weird." And then we tore into it. He's like, "Man, I've never seen a transaxle bearing this chewed up." I'm like, "Yeah, it must have just been time to go."
I imagine you haven't.
And like, and then he looked at the axles, and he could see that there was a lot of spinning wear on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, chewed up spinning
that
wear.
That reminds me. I have to pull the wire off the suspension on the Pilot before we leave it still on there.
He was like, it kind of looks like someone held onto the gas while it was spinning inside of it, but something was preventing it from moving. And I'm like, I don't know.
Car elves. I don't know.
I later told him about that. He's like, I already, Wilhelm, I'm not an idiot.
Chuck, you got chopped in the face. Do you remember the time that I had to drive my Honda Civic Hatchback DX back from Platteville with the muffler broke off?
Mm-hmm.
I was down visiting my girlfriend. I go to leave. I drop her off at class. I'm like, all right, bye, babe. She closes the door. I step on the gas, and at that point, snaps like a foot back from the engine. It's just like, "Wah!" And she's like, "Holy!" And people are just looking at us, and she's like, "Holy fuck!" And she like covers her face and walks away from the car. I had to drive 3.5 hours listening to that shit.
Yeah, cheer for them after he just.
That was bad, dude.
Edie blasted him in the face, but the crowd's cheering.
I pull in
about
here.
It.
Instead of going back to college, I pull in here so my old man can help me put soup cans on the fucking thing, right? And I come around the corner down by the gas station, and I let off the gas to make the corner just long enough to hear
he's
two little kids go.
He's trying to block a shot by Chucky, which they won't
Holy
show.
Shit, did you hear how loud that car was? Right. Just like.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. You think I remember Andy Duke pulling out of their driveway. To go to school, high school, and turn the corner and smashed into a parked car.
That's the only thing he pulled out of.
I hit a Jeep in the corner. I went around the corner and hit a Jeep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Parked?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank God most of our car accidents have
and the
been
guy didn't
the
give
driveway.
A shit. The guy didn't give a shit. I was like, hey, man. He's like, it's fine. It's an old Jeep anyway. I don't give a fuck. It wasn't, like, super bad. Both cars were still functional. I, like, sideswiped it. And he's like, it's fine.
Back when that was a thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the story of Andy? He owns a
and they don't call because it's Zach Eady.
Yeah,
a
the
mail
one
guard?
A guardrail right by
guard
my house.
Rail.
You own it?
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
He bought it.
I hit the fuck out of it on my way to work one day.
He's going to work, but he's got to get his mail.
What,
so
no. What guardrail?
He gets his mail. I know.
There's
story.
No guardrails in there.
There is. So when you take
he gets
the,
his
when
mail.
You, from Pine to the bypass, you take the left, and when you're going, you come to the bridge. There's guardrails.
Yeah, that's not by your house.
It's by
yeah,
my
it
house.
Is.
Well, I was thinking that there's no. You hit a guardrail near your like actually
no,
in
no.
your house.
Well, within proximity.
Within 1 minute.
Well, that's
of his
that's
house.
A, that's on a highway.
So.
So,
I'm going all of a sudden. I feel like a tickle in my pant leg. I'm on my way to work. I feel a tickle
bleeding.
In my pant leg.
And he's like,
and I'm like, what the fuck? So I, all of a sudden, wham, wham, wasp.
Excellent.
In my pant leg, and it starts stinging me because I just smacked
it. You had a wasp in your pants. You're just happy to see
right,
me.
Right
in his face.
So,
don't call foul.
So I start like leading to hit it, right? And so what does that do when my hand is on the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
One of these. And I chewed up like 50, 75 feet of that guardrail.
You didn't hit the brakes when you heard the grinding?
I was going at speed. So it,
that
like,
quick?
He was going.
You were doing 55
no,
miles an hour.
75 feet in is probably is an exaggeration.
That's a
like
long ways to drag without hitting the brakes.
It's probably a little exaggeration.
Like
of how
10?
Much
probably.
15?
But
you didn't take out 75 feet
no,
of guardrail.
No, no,
good
no,
Lord,
no.
You'd have
no,
to be doing
no.
100.
He exaggerates a lot.
You have to be doing 120
so
to do that.
I chewed up a good chunk. Of, I chewed up a good chunk of that. Chewed up a
so like 10 foot. 10
feet of guardrail.
10 foot of guardrail you chewed up.
I'm with you on that.
You understand that you went 65 feet over what you chewed up.
Totaled my car.
Couldn't get out of the door. And
I had to climb out
through
the window.
With a big old.
Yep. That's just because you couldn't get the door open.
Correct.
Because it was against
the
guardrail.
Because it was an older car,
right.
And the cost of replacing it would have cost
been,
more
yeah.
than 50% of the value.
I make it to work. Papa Chuck is like, good to see you can make it here. Well, your nuts like size of basketballs? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you get stung in the nuts, right? I was like, no, man. Like,
oh, wow,
I
that traveled quickly.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It changed.
The news of what happened beat me to work.
Yeah.
He's like, you could have just stayed home. I'm like, you kidding me? I got to pay for a new fucking car. Like, I'm going to be here.
Pick you up.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you climb in the window to go?
No. No. But it's funny because, like, when they pulled up, I was climbing out of the window. They're like, yeah, I didn't know what I was pulling up on. And all of a sudden, there you are climbing out the window of a car. And I was just like, motherfucker. And I'm in full gear.
Yeah.
Full
kit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Bees.
Yep. And then I drove your blurple Honda CRV for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's a nice car.
Mm-hmm. And then I got my black Exploder, and now I'm into another Honda.
I remember the old Exploder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever in a car accident, Will?
I've been in them. I wasn't driving them.
I mean, he raced, so I would assume he's been in a couple of car rolled. Accidents.
Yeah,
I mean, I've rolled and shit like that, but that was on a racetrack.
What are we looking at time-wise? We've been going for a hot minute. We don't need to be doing a two-hour... Oh, boy.
See, we've watched the entire Badger game.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you fast-forwarded through about 75 minutes.
Uh-oh, something just came unplugged. Oh, your power source just got unplugged. It better be fine. He's got to put his password in. We're extra asleep.
No, it's good. Hour and 10.
Okay, we can wrap that. We can wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, then vamp for a second while I pull up some tune skis here.
Vamp.
It's not really how it works.
There was. The last crash I was in, I wasn't driving. My aunt was. And we were backing out of her driveway. And, like, they were kind of down on a hill. And then they come up. And people drive too fast there anyways. And we backed out. And she looked and thought it was clear. She backed out. And I ended up taking the full brunt of the car hitting us. So. That was the last one I was in. But, yeah. He got hit when I was young.
I was going to say, do we want to do metrics real quick? We can do that next episode. Unless you want to pull them up right now. Because it's been a week since we recorded. We did drop an episode on Thursday. We'll just wait till the next time because the episode's only been out for 4 days.
Yeah. We'll get another episode.
We'll do it on the next one. So we're on location up here for another episode. Hope everyone enjoyed it. I always enjoy how sometimes we just cut our conversations like in the middle. Like, hey, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It happens.
We got to go eat mom's bread.
And there's chili, theoretically.
There's chili and mom's bread.
Even Robbie Hummel said the game was not well officiated today because they won't call foul on Zach Edey.
Well, there you go. Purdue's going to win. Wisconsin's going to lose.
He spikes Chucky. And
that's
head,
it.
No foul.
That's
the game.
And then we'll go back to the NASCAR race.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
Flip us back to the NASCAR race. See who's winning that. Give an update before we call the show.
We watch what mom wanted to watch. Now
we got to watch what everyone else wants to watch.
You know, it pays off being Miss
Great Miss Everything.
Miss Greatest Everything in Wisconsin.
I'm not.
Yep. Best there ever was.
The most
humble.
I am the best that there ever was.
Tyler Reddick
is still
winning.
I'm not.
Shut up. It's good.
I
am the darkness.
We're about to end of stage two and Tyler Reddick is still in the lead.
Tyler Reddick is still in the lead?
Yeah. Pretty much took the lead over early on and has been there most of the time.
10 to go in stage two.
Hey, Chase Elliott's out there, though.
There you go.
All right. Well,
cool.
We're going to go eat mom's bread.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I made the chili spicy.
Any comments or questions? Agent Smith, still waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, we are waiting for an email at thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
All right, folks.
Play our way out.
Toodaloo.